Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Steve Tomaszewski, and we are live at the RAM in Schaumburg, Illinois. What a place to be. Talking jobs for our military veterans and their families with Steve Tomaszewski. Sears is here tonight. Kmart, Kraft, Commonwealth Edison, the Illinois Department of Education Services, Employment Security, all kind of people here. Acquirent, we've seen them coming in now. We're going to be joining them shortly. Well, what's the first thing you do when you start looking for a job if you're a veteran or a soldier or a sailor's family? Holy smokes, Steve, what do I do? You know what you do? Number one, how to prepare for the job working process. Assess your skills. Number two, ready, fire, aim. Do something. Don't just sit there and go to the web and start punching in resumes and hope it's going to work. Get an action plan. We say even if you can not afford it, have someone help you. The number two thing is start to call at least five people a day. Mother, father, sister, brother, cousins, aunts, uncles, friends, and say, I started a job search, or I'm going to start a job search. What does that do for you? The first thing that does for you is get you out of that, oh, woe is me. First thing you say is, I need some help. Admit that you need help. If you're going to carry a piece of plywood in a windstorm, it's easier for four people to carry it than one person. Great saying by my Uncle Ed. Thanks, Uncle Ed. United States Army, World War II. By calling five people a day, you're keeping the lines of communications open, and as you come around, people are calling you back. You're busy. The death of looking for a job that will actually drive you into the ground and drive you crazy is monotony, nothing to do. So by calling five people, could be an old friend, a new friend, an old neighbor, hey, just want to say hi, how you doing? Hey, if you have any suggestions on how to look for a job or a career or the future, what do you think's happening in the economy, do not call them and say, I'm looking for a job, who do you know? They'll hang up. That's kind of simple, right? So don't put fat people into a corner. And one of the people that we always say that we have a little bit of fun with, we always talk with Sears, we have in the past, we've got a young man walking over here right now. Sir, what's your name? What are you doing here tonight?
How you doing, Steve? My name's Art Mercer. How are you?
Oh, and yourself?
I'm doing great tonight. We're very excited about this new event we're having. Or I shouldn't say new event. The event's old. But,
it's very old. It's almost as old as you are.
The new location we're having it in. So we're excited about tonight.
Hey, thanks to the RAM here in Schaumburg on O'Connor Boulevard, right just north of Woodfield Shopping Center. And now Sears Kmart World Headquarters is not far from here. They're in Hoffman Estates. Hi to Mayor McLeod.
That's correct. We're probably about 6 or 7 miles just to the west of here. So the sprawling campus. And, we're really relatively close.
You know, right before the show, you said you've got a presentation tonight. We don't want to hold you back. But one of the things that's happening is that people send a resume onto the website and it goes somewhere. And one of the things you might be addressing tonight, how do you follow up after you go to the website, submit the application? What do you think a person should do next, Art?
Well, this is an ongoing question a lot of times the vets have had. So what happens when I apply online and I hit that submit button? What happens to my resume? Who sees it?
It's out to the Wizard of Oz, right?
It goes out there to space somewhere. So we're going to shed a little bit of light on that tonight. We have one of our divisional vice presidents of Human Resources. He's going to talk to us tonight about what happens when you click submit. That application goes to a Human Resources representative. They go through it to see if the qualifications of that person matches the skills and the qualifications that we're looking for that particular position. And then it will head to a place, another coordinator, who will attempt to contact the person to set up an interview. So that's kind of how that works.
Well, and thank you for clarifying that. I think one of the questions always is people get nervous or they get scared. They start applying for jobs all over the place, and then should it be your company or anyone else's, they go, well, I applied there. Nobody called me back. Well, gee, you know, your background might be a website designer. And this is for an operations manager in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's correct. What we tell the vets is be sure to apply for that job that you really want, that you're interested in. Don't try and do a shotgun approach and just send your resume everywhere. Because when the employer gets it and they see that you may not have the skills for that particular position, they're going to toss it aside, or they'll probably send you a letter that says thanks, but no thanks. And it's just a waste of the applicant's time, as everybody's time, everybody's time. So when you apply, just ensure that it's a job you're really interested in and that you have the skills for. That way it'll make it easier to follow up, and you have a better chance of getting a follow-up call.
You know, the question I get asked most, one of the best questions is, does a cover letter really help? Now, a lot of times it's just the application and that's it, but some says you can add a cover now. It's just in your opinion, do you think a cover letter helps?
I do. I've seen a lot of resumes, and I really don't have an opinion on whether I like cover letters or not. It's good. I guess if you could really sum up what you want in very few short words, you know, like on a single paragraph, to kind of sum up what you're looking for, the skills you have, that way as a recruiter or someone that's looking at your resume, it gives me kind of a brief overview rather than look at your resume. I get a kind of a summation of what you're looking for. Then if it interests me, then I can dig more into your resume.
All right, we can't thank you enough. Right now there's a young man or young woman out there defending our country, so we could be there tonight. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, a shout-out to the USS Hornet and Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. What would you like to tell that young man or woman defending our country?
Cool. Godspeed, brother.
There you go. Thanks, Art. Hey, standing right next to me, Tim. Hi, Tim.
How are you doing?
Hey, where are we tonight?
Hey, we're at the Freedom Restaurant Microbrewery in Schaumburg.
Do you know the address here, 1100?
1901.
I wasn't even close. Okay,
1901.
So here's a question for you, Tim. Have you ever known anybody in the military?
Very much so. My father.
Your dad. What's his first name?
George.
Let's see. And what branch of the service?
Navy.
Go Navy!
Go Navy. Go Navy. Thank you.
Fear the goat!
We just wanted to take an opportunity and thank you guys for coming out and supporting the military services tonight. God bless to every last one of you.
Good ain't better. Thanks, Tim. Dwayne, come on with. We're going to be coming around the corner here. We're looking for Tim Corrigan. There he is. Tim Corrigan. How are you, buddy? Tim Corrigan from Kraft in Illinois. How are you?
I would wish I was back in California where I was last.
Hey, let's go. Let's go. Hey, Tim, thanks for coming out tonight. What's going on here tonight at the RAM? And Kraft is a great sponsor here. Go ahead, tell us.
Well, you know, I try not to miss these as much as possible. I meet some great folks, both working for employers here in Chicago and folks that are not quite employed yet, looking for a little bit of guidance.
Well, one question I had asked you earlier, you've had some great success. I see you at every event out there. Thank you so much for what you do. I see you at the sky. See you at the lights. Every time I go to an event, you're there. You're there more than I am, just to go through it. But one of the questions is, we just asked this for Art from Sears and Kmart. When the application goes in, is there any preference given to veterans?
You know, that's an excellent question. Each company is a little bit different.
Kraft
in itself allows you to declare at the application phase whether or not you're a veteran. And at that point, we capture that, but you don't necessarily get preference. So what we put preference on is the experience of best breaking Kraft. And that's why we target vets. Both here in the Chicago area for our headquarters jobs and at 33 other locations around the country where we're manufacturing our products.
There's one thing I don't understand. People today are saying, I want a job, I want a new career, I want a new life. And then the job specifically says it's open. I'm picking on Texas tonight. And they go, well, I'm from Chicago, I'll apply for the job. And then they think about it, I want to move to Texas. I mean, you must see that every day.
We do. We see it quite a bit. But the nice part about Kraft is that we're not dissimilar to the military in as much as you may start out in Texas, but you're going to be there for 2 or 3 years before we PCS you off to Champaign, Illinois, or Dover, Delaware, or San Leandro, California. So in that effect, it's hard to look at those job descriptions and say, yes, you know, this is something that I want to do, and then get down to the bottom and have all of a sudden say, oh, wait, they want a degree. Well, I only have an associate's degree, and I don't think that's equivalent, so I'm not going to apply. Apply. Always apply. It doesn't hurt. It gets you visibility. Even if they open it up and they look at it and they say, oh, for this job, you actually absolutely positively have to have a degree, that might not be the case for a job that they're thinking about you for that you don't even know about.
You know what, Tim? We can't thank you enough for coming out tonight. And how about a shout-out to all our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard friends out
there. There we go. You know, I was at Camp Pendleton last week. Beautiful San Diego.
San Diego!
Got to play around with a little...
Island, Seal Island.
Oh, yeah. Got to play around with a little Convoy Combat Simulator, the world's biggest video game. Thank God I was only playing the video game, but thank God for the Marines to do it for real.
That's a good bit of it. Tim Corrigan, thank you so much. A little bit of fun. We're looking for Dwayne over here.
We're going to jump in. We're gonna say hi to you.
What's your name?
I'm Riley Rice.
And what are you doing here?
I'm here representing Student Veterans of America, Illinois.
Yeah, shout out to our friends James Flagg out there, wherever he's at tonight. He's coming tonight. Let's talk with you in just 1 second. Dwayne is standing here. Dwayne, tell us who you are and what you do.
My name is Dwayne Martin. I'm with...
Hi, Dwayne Martin.
All right, how you doing? And I'm with Argosy University.
Okay, and what the heck is Argosy?
Argosy, we are a university. We're right across from Schaumburg, 999 Plaza Drive. And what we do is we help veterans who look to get their education. We help.
Well, is it just master's degree?
No, it is an associate, it's bachelor.
You can do an associate's degree?
Yes, you can.
Now, I didn't know that. Because we were just talking with Tim Corrigan a second here ago, and he said, even if you don't have the degree, he said, go ahead and apply. And, you know, if someone says, I'm applying for the job, but in school now or thinking about it, you know. Now, we were talking about this earlier. What if they just made it through high school and went into the service, you came out, and now you're looking for the job? You know, how many, where does Argosy start on price? For an associate's degree, is it still like $10,000 or $20,000?
Well, it all depends on how many person has coming in, and then based
zero.
On how many but as far as the military, with our active military and spouses, we actually have a military scholarship, and once military
really?
Scholarship, once all the military scholarships are applied and they're waived, it comes out to about $250.
Well, and then you can also apply for a loan, FAFSA. So you got that going, plus you got military benefits.
Exactly.
So it may not be as bad as people think, but if they have a question for you, what is the website? Is it argosy.edu?
Yeah.
How do you spell Argosy?
It's Argosy.
You know, and somebody's running around right now, like, give me a pen. What is it? Argosy? What is it? Argosy. One more time.
Argosy. Argosy.
And how about an email if they just kind of think about sending an email?
It is djmartin@argosy.edu.
That was easy. So you got a big crowd here tonight. Student Veterans of America showed up. Kraft is here. Sears is here. All kind of people. Wait, now, and you yourself, you said that you were in the military, am I correct?
Right.
Okay. Which branch?
The Army.
Oh, here we go. It's just a matter of where we're at. It always starts a little bit of fun like that. But right now, again, there's that brand new Army grunt going through boot camp right now, and he's going, does anybody even know I'm here? That young man or young girl is going, does anybody know I'm here? What do you want to tell them?
I want to tell them that you can do it. When you're in the military, you can do it. And when you're there, you will get your military benefit, you will get your GI Bill, and then you can use that to get your education so you can be qualified for some of the jobs out here.
Dwayne, it doesn't get any better than that. We just met. I look forward to talking with you again. Outstanding.
Okay. We're going to jump in and walk around and say hi. Come on over.
Here we go. Hey, it's the Soldiers Family TVN Radio Talk Show. We're here tonight. Sir, what is your name?
Jim Walter.
Hi, Jim Walter. How are you?
Very good.
A shout out to our troops.
Army Strong.
There you go. So what is your name, sir?
John Posniak.
What are you doing here tonight?
I'm here with ComEd and Exelon to answer any questions any of the new
people. Talk to me.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Can I remember now? Yeah, you're everywhere.
I am all over the place.
Let me tell you something. Thank you for coming out. You know, you got a good handshake there.
Okay.
That's like a 134 IBEW handshake right there.
We're going
to be. Yeah, I got those clients right here to go through it. You know, every now and then there's people in here, they're applying for jobs, they see you. Successful, you've had a good life. What do you say to if someone goes, I'm thinking about applying for a job at a company like yours? What do you tell them? You'd say, okay, go online, you talk to somebody. What are some of the questions you might get when people ask you about jobs at your company? Anything in particular?
That is the number one thing, go online. Unless you're a military veteran, then I tell them, come here.
Come here.
They're going to be face to face with the HR people. Network is key. You need to expand your base with contacts with people. That's what we're doing tonight is we're bringing people together with other employers, too. And the more people you get to meet and, share your resume, get out there. It used to be about putting them in boots when we recruited them for the Army or the Air Force, Navy, whatever. But now it's about taking them out of boots and putting them in civilian clothes and getting them a good job.
Jim, thank you so much. Outstanding, man. All right. Well, good. How about a shout-out to our Army, Navy, Air Force friends out there? And Coast Guard.
Thanks for all you do, troop. That's all I can say.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. All right. We were being rude before, and we're going to walk over and say hi. We're going to take you away from Dwayne. Tell us your name and what you're doing here.
I'm Riley Wright. And I'm
from, oh, you are.
Oh, I'm with Student Veterans of America, Illinois.
And what is that? What is Student Veterans of America, Illinois?
So, basically, we are a group of people who are serving all the student veterans in the state of Illinois, all the student veteran groups that go to all colleges and universities. And we're helping them with networking events that are going on. We help them with academic advancement, leadership development, career progression, and civic engagement.
So you must get 1,001 questions, Riley. You know, I just got out. What do I do next? Where do I start? That's got to be almost #1 question.
Right, exactly.
What do you tell them?
I tell them if you have benefits, then you should be going to school. And if you're not in school, or even if you are in school, you should also be volunteering your time. The easiest way to network and get a job.
They should play softball.
They should play softball, too. 16 inch.
Hey, a shout-out to our friends. We've got a little special surprise we're going to be coming out here, sending over to all of you. The Chicago Blitz Indoor Arena football team is going to be donating 20 tickets to each one of the attendees here tonight, each one of the companies, for one of their game home openers coming up, along with Chicago Bandits. I'm the new sports announcer for the Chicago Blitz, by the way. We got the Chicago Bandits, we got the Chicago Blitz, the Lingerie Football League. We got it all going this year. The Chicago Wolves and the Chicago White Sox. So, Riley, we're going to be back in touch again. We're going to send out some tickets to you.
Awesome. I'm excited.
Where's James Flagg?
He should be coming any minute. He said he was 10 minutes away.
He'll be coming. James, where are you? All right. Okay, so if they got a question for you, how do they get in touch with you? What is the website?
You can email me at info@sbaillinois.org. And sbaillinois.org is our website.
sbaillinois.org.
Correct.
SBA dot or just SBA Illinois?
SBA Illinois spelled out. Dot
org. SBA Illinois. You know, somebody's running around. Give me a pen. Give me a pen. Right?
Right.
And it's like, just go through it. What's the next event you might be going to? Any idea?
Yes. It's Bridges to Employment, March 11th, downtown campus at Northwestern University. It's a networking event with panel discussion.
I should go to that.
You should go to that.
Should.
You should.
Okay, I see that. Look, you should go to that. Just to go to it. All right, so we'll be back. We'll try to find James here in just a minute. Riley, thanks for being on the show, Soldier Spin. Shout out to the troops.
Shout out.
That's it.
Thank you for your service.
Good job, good job. Hi, guys. Hey, my good buddy Tom over here, we're live on the Soldier's Family TV and Radio Talk Show. Tom, how the hell are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How are you doing here tonight?
Looking for employment.
What's that working for?
Yeah, hopefully pretty good.
Let me tell you something. Seeing you makes me smile because it's like, I'm going to keep going. Not everything. You just don't walk in somewhere one time and all of a sudden they write you checks for $1 million.
No.
How do you keep your chin up over
the time? I'm positive. I enjoy work. I have many friends that keep me smiling.
And I think it is important. One of the first things that we talked about tonight is to call 5 people a day for 30 days. And because it might take a few months to get something, right?
This is very true.
And now somebody might call you back and go, hey, I was thinking about you, and you owe me $5, but at the same time, you know, I got an idea for you. And now the monotony is what really kills a lot of job seekers.
But this is what they call networking. And you go and talk to someone, and then they know someone that talks to someone that talks to someone. Develop a network.
Well, and I can't thank you for saying it, because people do not want to get out of the show. They're like, I'm not going out tonight. It's raining. It's snowing. It's crappy. All right, well, come here. Even the sponsor tonight's giving away a free drink, you know. So thanks to Kraft and Exelon and Sears and Kmart. God bless America. Doug, right now there's a veteran or a veteran's family member out there looking for employment. They're pretty down in the dumps. What would you like to tell them right now?
I would tell them that there is hope.
Doesn't get him right now. And can we ask you your name?
I'm Debbie
Arch. And where are you from?
Rico Landscaping.
What are you doing here tonight?
It's their first time. Maybe we can recruit some people. I guess I'm interested.
Well, good. And this is how it starts. Excuse me. What is the website of your company?
It's Rico Landscaping.
How do you spell it?
R-Y-C-O. And I'll give you a little history. It's two brothers. R-Y is for Ryan. C-O is for Colin. Rico Landscaping.
How big of a company is it?
Like 70 trucks.
Wow.
90 employees. Well, it's seasonal.
And the website, yes?
Ryko Landscaping, just like it sounds. Yep.
RykoLandscaping.com. R-Y-C-O.
I can tell.
Good deal. Thanks for being here tonight. Thanks, Tom. All right. Good deal. Hi, guys. Let's get your name and what you're doing here tonight.
My name is John Gutierrez, and I'm the recruiting manager for a company called Acquirent.
What is Acquirent?
Acquirent is an outsourced sales company. We specialize in hiring salespeople with anywhere between 2 to 10 years of B2B sales experience.
Are you in Evanston?
We are in Evanston, correct.
All right. So let's go. Well, gosh, there's a firehouse across the street. It's a pie place. It's Who's Your Mama?
Who's Your Mama?
Who's Your Mama?
Yeah, we think about
it. Hey, owe me some money. Get through it. All right, so you're out. You're a recruiter. How did you hear about this place tonight?
Actually, I received an email, you know, and one of the partners of the business said, hey, this place looks like it might be a good recruiting opportunity. You should check it out. And judging by the amount of people that are here, I think that that might be very well true.
All right, and what's the website if somebody has a question for you?
Acquirent.
How do you spell it?
acquirent.com, based in Evanston.
Okay, anybody has a question, send me an email at steve@sftbr.com. I have your card. I'll send you a copy of the show. And this is how it starts. We know we have at least one listener tonight, but as the show goes and it's archived, we'll get 100, 500, 5,000, 10,000 downloads. So the show goes on and on and on. It's a Netflix thing, okay, and Roku. Great. How about a shout-out to all those young men and women defending our country tonight so we can be here tonight?
Very big shout-out. Thank you so much. Can't tell you how much we appreciate everything you do.
Come on in. You should meet the student veterans of America over here. Great to be on the show. Acquirent.com?
Acquirent.com.
Acquirent.com. Okay. Good deal. Okay, we're coming up to the end of our show. Everything's about to start in here. Having a little bit of fun. We're coming back out. And one of the things we didn't want to forget, and thanks for everybody for out here tonight, for being on the show. Had a little bit of fun. Let's see how we're doing on time. Got about 8 minutes left. What a great evening that we have here tonight. Let's go back to our station here, www.sftbr.com, and take a look and see if we have any questions out there. And yes, we do. So let's take a look at those questions right now. And got the podcast. So if you want to call in the show, 909-202-8714. A shout-out to our troops in Camp Leatherneck, Afghanistan. We just got a tweet. Young man's looking at me. He's got the right shirt on. We just got a tweet a second ago, and a couple of sailors listened to us on the USS Hornet. How would you like to say hello to a couple of sailors on the USS Hornet?
Where are you guys at? Where's that?
We're on the net. We're everywhere. They can't tell you where they're
at. Where's the Hornet at?
It's out in the ocean.
Oh, you can't tell me where it's at? You're going to drop something on one of the...
Yeah, we hope so. Sir, what is your first name? What city are you from?
My name is Bill, and I'm from Schaumburg.
No, Schaumburg, 60193. There's like 17 different zip codes here. How about a shout-out to our soldiers and sailors around the world?
Hey, you guys are doing a great job. Appreciate your volunteering, and keep up the good work.
And I see you're here with your daughter. It's great for you to be here.
That's my youngest daughter.
Youngest daughter. Okay. How about a shout-out to our soldiers and sailors?
Thanks,
Colton.
You're doing a great job.
There you go. We're live at the Ram in Schaumburg on the Soldiers Family TV and radio talk show. What a little bit of fun we're having here tonight. Let's get back to it right now. As we come out, let's see if we have a couple of those quick questions for the people who are out there. And what do we have? And we're going to go back in the studio. Wow, what an evening. The first question is, where do I start? Well, you know what? First thing is, start asking for help. We called that just a little bit earlier tonight and say, you know, start telling your friends and family and call them. Call 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people a day and get a list out. Go to your cell phone. Do it alphabetically. Do something is the key. Don't just sit there and go, oh, I'm going to send out 10 emails today online. You know, it kind of works, and then you'll get bored with it. And all of a sudden, you can only send out so many emails before, you know, the next thing. You're applying for jobs that you have no skill set for, no background, no interest, and when they call you back or you get the letter of rejection because you may not have the skill set that they're looking for. You applied for a truck driving job and you're a website designer. Okay, well, that's not making much sense, is it? So start from square one. I even say to people right now, you know what? go out and tell people you're looking for a job, and let's say you're looking for a senior SQL, HTML, schema website designer. One of our friends, Bob Warman, is on one of the cable channels here tonight. Hi, Bob. We were just out at the Schomburg Honda today. Shout out to them, our friends out at Dealer Inspire, Matt Cole, Joe Chera, Ed Maloff, Guy Lieberman at Man Marketing, Mike Magason at Pinnacle. Everybody's out there. The people at Periscope in Minneapolis. Wow, we just can't see it. A lot of inquiries here tonight. Steve, how you doing? So we appreciate the support on Talking Jobs for the Soldiers Family TV and Radio Talk Show. I think we have a new show coming up, Talking Colleges. We were just saying that earlier with Dwayne Martin, and it could be something great. But let's get back to getting away from the monotony of looking for a position. Number one, start asking for help. Write that down. Number two, pick up the phone, and call 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people a day for as long as you can and just say, hey, I'm out to be looking for a job right now, next week, next month. Do you have any suggestions? And you're going to be a little surprised. If you just say to people, I'm looking for a job, who do you know? What do you think they're going to say? I'll wait for your answer. They don't know. Okay, if they're working, they're working full-time with their friends and family, they're going to say, I don't know. So you go, okay, that's not a problem. So when you call people and you send out an email, if you're fortunate they have a large email database, 100, 200, 300, Facebook or whatever, say this, I am looking for suggestions for a new job or career. What does that do? I want you to think about that, okay? It's going to say, oh, people always love to give advice. So think about it. Put somebody in a corner and say, I'm looking for a job. Do you know anybody hiring? What's the response you're going to get? So don't ask a question that you know you're going to have the answer for that you don't want. So ask an open-ended question. Number one, real simple and keep it simple. We like that. You know, our friends here at the Ram in Schaumburg, a very special thanks to them. Our friends at the Tilted Kilt, our friends at Moretti's, Jim Early, the Hoffman, the Snuggery, the Drink, the Castle Downtown, all our friends in the car business, the Autobahn Country Club, Road America. It just doesn't get any better than that. A shout out to my friend, Salim Begg, down at Joe Perillo BMW. Joe Perillo himself, senior, Gold Coast Bentley, Lamborghini, Bugatti. Oh, my gosh, everybody was out there. So, and you know what? Call somebody outside your realm. If you're looking to be a website designer, then say, you know what? Look at everything that says Internet. So when you're just saying, you put yourself in a box and you're saying, I just want to look for something as far as website designer, they may call it something different. They may be called a wireframe architect. Well, that's what I do. Yeah, but you said website designer. Well, yeah, but everybody knows that. No, they don't. So you might be looking for a position, let's say, as a buyer for a company. So, you know, you have to go through and really get the words, and you just start applying for jobs. You're getting back to emails now. They're all, no thanks, you don't fit. You're getting a little depressed. So we say, wait a minute, that's for your support group. Coming out to these events like we are tonight with the Associated Military Support Network from Sears, Kraft, ComEd, Exelon, IDES, Argosy University, everybody here tonight at Byron, everybody's trying to help. Go out to an event at least once a week. Now, it could be a big event, it could be a small event. And say, hey, I'm just looking for ideas. Don't say for help, I'm looking for ideas. Oh, my God, you'll be everybody's best friend. I want you to think about it like that, okay? So a very special thanks tonight for everybody who's out there who might be in the same boat, and you need to talk to other people who are in the same boat. That's what I want you to remember. Young man Tom was here tonight. I've seen him at the last two meetings, and he has not found something, but he hasn't given up. And the worst thing you can do is by 4 o'clock, mail in and say, okay, that's it for me today, and now I'm going to turn on TV and try to get entertained. You've got to know when to turn off to stop searching for a position, too. That's very important. You can drive yourself crazy looking for a position. So after a while, you say, okay, I'm going to do this. From 9 to 11, I'm going to do this. From 11 to 1, I'm going to do this. Set up a schedule, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You don't like sitting in your house? Go to Starbucks on Monday, Panera Bread's on Tuesday, the library on Wednesday, somewhere different, completely different on Thursday. And Friday, you know, treat yourself a little bit. Take yourself out to lunch if you can, or pack a sandwich and go to a forest preserve. You know, get out of the house, get out of your zone. You got to be a little more, you know, talkative, a little more thinkative. And for whatever reason, we're not coming out of the Wi-Fi here tonight. It's just what's happening. But you know, a very special thanks to everybody who's helping us here tonight at the Ram Restaurant in Schaumburg, Illinois. And a very special thanks to the owners. What a great franchise. We got some drink tickets here. And just in a little while, everybody here from Sears, Kmart, out in Hoffman Estates, are going to be talking about how to help our veterans and their families find a position that's good for them. That's what it's all about. You got a question, send me an email at steve@sftbr.com. Remember what we always say, if you can't stand behind our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. Hey, let's see if we can get back in at Blog Talk Radio. And if you have a question on our next show, you can call in at 1-909-202-8714. Press 1 to talk. Say, hey, Steve, I got a question. Or, again, send me an email at steve@sftbr.com. Steve, when's your next show? Where are you going to be? Remember, number one, prepare for the job looking process. Number two, ready, fire, aim. Do something. Don't keep strategizing. Do something. Get out of your comfort zone. Do what you don't want to do. Number three, ask for help. That should almost be number one. Ask for help. Ask for help. Call your mom, dad, sister, brother, cousin you haven't talked to in 8 years. I want you to think about that. Number one, he or she'll be glad you called. Number two, they go, well, I'm unemployed too. I found this. And, you know, oh, man, that's what I was looking for. Be prepared to travel. Go to an event. Number four, go to one event a week. Something that comes out there that comes through here. James Flynn just walked in. Holy smokes, Batman. Come here. Give me a hug. How the hell are you? James Flynn, Student Veterans of America, Illinois. How the hell are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Doing
you're late. You're late. United States. There's George. Here, George. You're going to be right there. Don't go nowhere. I know you're just walking in. You already got a glass of water in here. Here we go. To come to us. Tell us who you are and what the hell you do.
James Flagg, Student Veterans of America, Illinois, Warrior Summit Coalition, and I'm just a veteran advocate. Right now we're focused on student veteran employment and combining resources for vets in a one-stop shop format.
Wow. George, he does that pretty good. All right. So here's something that I want to give you tonight, and I would certainly appreciate if you'd accept my gift. I want to give you a free show next month on any topic that you want on talking jobs and try to help these young men and women today like yourself. And we always say, welcome home. Welcome home.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, let's just go through it. How about that website? They got a question for you.
Oh, website, you can go to www.warriorsummit.org. Again, that's www.warriorsummit.org.
James, we're going to get together soon. George, go on in real quick. We don't want to miss you. You know, half the shows we do are for the Marine Corps. What's with the Marines?
They're still doing alive and well, kicking butt.
It doesn't go through. What are you doing here tonight for the Marine Corps?
Networking. Marine Corps Coordinating Council is here networking, trying to get all our veterans here in the city of Chicago, Cook County, everywhere else in Illinois, trying to get them jobs.
We want to work with you as you work with the SVA for the past 4 years and the others. Half of the shows, Marines for Life, Heart of the Marines, the First Woman, Lance Corporal Phil Frank, killed in action in Iraq, 2004. Phil, you are not forgotten. And to our Gold Star families out there, we love you. We miss you. You are not forgotten. And the Marines are always here. They're always here.
I just want to say something about you. We've known you for many years. You've done blood for all our veterans here. Thank you very much for doing what you do.
We're going to get together. We're going to put a show together for you.
Let's do it.
All right. The show's about to begin. Ice getting warmed up. We're live with the Soldiers Family TV and Radio Talk Show. Thanks for joining us, and thanks what we always say. If you can't stand behind our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. I'm Steve Tomaszewski. Good night, America.